Blog Talk Radio.
Out there in Blog Talk Radio land, this is your host and friend, the Sand Tiger, DJ Southeast Vince, coming at you from a place called Durham, North Carolina, and this is Black by Color only on CNM Radio. On this show, I will discuss current events and issues that affect the black race and take on the apostles of blackness. Hopefully, you'll get something from this show, and if you have a question or a comment, make sure you season it well with respect, or I'll push the kick button and you will suffer the curse of the fruit bat. So don't come here being a fruit bat, as this is a fruit bat-free program. You are listening to Black by Color only. Out there in Blog Talk Radio land. Hope today finds you doing well. If you'd like to be a guest to call into the show, that number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And you can talk about anything related to the subject matter, but I will give you a word of warning. I will not tolerate disrespect, excessive profanity, ad hominem attacks, character assassinations, trolling, things of that sort. If you think you want to indulge in those type of things while you're on this show, then I advise you do not even come on the show. I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me. Just be agreeable, be respectful in your interactions on this program, okay? So, hope everybody's doing well. Before I get to it, want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. Just want to get that off of my chest right now. You know, thank God for our mothers, you know, those who have guided us growing up and whatever. You know, just want to say, hey, moms, enjoy your day tomorrow. And this kind of contradicts what I'm going to talk about today. You all may have already seen the show's description, and you probably know where I'm going to go today. And what I'm going to talk about today is a pretty controversial subject. It has been ever since 1973. And you got a lot of people saying what they want to say about this subject. And some are brainwashed when it comes to this subject. Some are speaking the truth. But we need to clear everything about what this subject is, and that is the subject of abortion. Now, abortion became legal in this country back in January 13th, 1973. And it legalized abortion in all states. And it gave women the permission to terminate their pregnancies. In other words, it gave women the permission to kill their children before their children even got a chance to be born. I'm not going to be nice about abortion. Okay. Well, this week, a note was leaked that most of the Supreme Court justices were thinking about overturning Roe v. Wade, and they have the numbers to do it. And Roe v. Wade is a bad law. I don't care what anyone says. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, abortion is just bad. Abortion is pure murder. And the Democrat liberals, they are up in arms. They are just, you know, they're just fired off about, you know, what could possibly happen in the future, which I do hope is what will happen in the future. And there are the powers that be that have brainwashed some of the masses by telling them that abortion is a decision between a woman and her doctor, that her body is her choice, and that, you know, they rescind this law. This is going to prevent millions of women from getting reproductive health care, which I don't know where that comes from. Killing your baby, you know, killing your baby is reproductive health care. I don't get that. I really don't. And they feel like, you know, people can't be telling me what to do with my body. And the thing that a lot of these proponents of abortion, baby killing, don't seem to understand is that that child's body that is growing within that woman is not that woman's body. So no one is trying to tell you what to do with your body. They're trying to prevent a murder, because that is what happens when you abort your child before the time. And you got people say, well, what if the woman got raped and she has that child, and she'll have a reminder of what happened to her during that rape? Well, let me ask you this. Who raped you, that child or the rapist? Once again, you're taking an innocent human life. It's almost like you want to get revenge on the person who raped you, and since you can't do that, you'll just take it out on the child. That's what it sounds like to me. Well, what about if the woman's health is in jeopardy? Very rarely is a woman's health in jeopardy when she's having an abortion. 95% of your abortions that occur in the United States is because of selfish reasons. Not because it's a must that we got to have abortion. But that's how they tell you, you know. And it boggles my mind when I see these people going off about the possibility of Roe v. Wade being, you know, quite possibly being struck down. And these people, they are just up in arms. First of all, it's not going to end abortion. I hate to say that, but it's not going to end abortion. What it's going to do is going to bring the power back to the states, and the voters in those states will vote to, you know, they will vote to see if abortion should be legal in their states or not. And people talk about it's unconstitutional. I don't know where in the world they get this thing that taking abortion off the books is unconstitutional. I don't see anywhere in the Constitution that says a woman has a right to terminate her pregnancy or kill her child. Nowhere. So I don't know where they get this unconstitutional stuff from. And if that's the case, if this is a woman's body, okay, if a woman has a right to, and I said this on this show several times, probably ad nauseum, when the child is born and that mother abuses the child or kills the child or whatever, then, hey, you know, no harm, no foul. It's my body. So when does that child stop being a part of that woman's body? See, I'm going to ask you straight up. See, I'm not going to try to dance around and, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask you straight up. Those of you all who have grown children, you know, tell me, is that grown child your body? If you put a gun to the head of that child, will you not go to jail for that? But that's the same child outside of your body that was inside of the womb. It's the same child, same person. Except the child hasn't been fully developed and everything. But what makes you think that you have a right to terminate your pregnancy? And you want to, you know, and see, they stick a lot of these terms to it, you know, like women's health and reproductive rights and all that crazy mess. But that has nothing to do with the life of that child. Now, if you did not want to get, if you didn't want to be stuck with a child, then you should never have performed the actions that caused that child to be conceived in the first place. Because a lot of you ladies out there, you know, you open the gates and everything. Some man, you know, gets up in you and whatever. And next thing you know, you're like, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, I can't be pregnant. Well, you should have realized that before you had that relationship with that man. You should have realized that long time ago. But, of course, the powers that be that tell you, you know, when you teach abstinence, that's what's causing the explosion in unwed births. I've actually had someone tell me that one time. Abstinence is the reason why so many, and this shows you how stupid people are. And I don't mean to use that term, but this really shows you how stupid people are. Someone actually told me that abstinence is the number one reason why we have so many teenage births, which if applied, when abstinence is applied, there's a 100% chance that you will not get pregnant. And see, to believe a lot of this stuff, see, this is how liberalism is. Liberalism tells you to suspend your common sense. Liberalism tells you to basically listen to those people who've been speaking into your head all these years. Don't listen to anyone else with a different point of view. Just keep listening to these certain people and you'll be okay. And your common sense might try to kick in, but you kick it back out because no, this isn't what I heard. My brainwashing doesn't allow me to use my common sense. Sona actually told, I mean, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, do you hear yourself? Do you understand what you're saying? When you say abstinence is the reason why we have so many teenage pregnancies. Because when abstinence is applied, like I said, it's 100% chance that you will not get pregnant. So if you don't want to get pregnant, if you don't want to be burdened down with the responsibilities of a child, and you're not ready for that child, then you need to abstain. And don't tell me you can't abstain. This is one of the main reasons why I don't support contraception. And see, being a Christian, you know, being a Christian, I get my truth from the Word of God. That's where I get my truth from. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but when the Bible says fornication is a sin, I don't just sit there and try to make an excuse for these young people out here. Oh, they're courting, they're dating. Okay. They're kissing and they're, you know, doing whatever. Nah, I don't make that an excuse. If you are not married, you should not be having a sexual relationship. Period. Oh, well, you can't say that. Well, they're going to do it anyway. Well, they just might do it. Hey, there are people. Hey, we tell people don't rob a bank. They do it anyway. But you know what? They still got to meet the consequences of their actions. So I shouldn't tell anybody, hey, don't rob that bank. You know, don't tell people not to rob banks because they're going to do it anyway. The same thing with abortion, with premarital sex. And the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood and all the rest of them, oh, they love for teenagers to get involved in premarital sex because it means they're going to get pregnant. And the more illegitimate pregnancies that are out there, they can still put the word out there and say, you know what? You got pregnant. You're not ready. Come to our abortion clinics and we'll deal with that little problem for you. But we've attached these terms like reproductive health and women's rights and all this crazy mess to it. These terms buried our common sense, and that's why we get all up in arms. Oh, a woman's right to abortion. She should have a right to an abortion. Why should she have a right to abortion? Why should she have the right to kill a distinct, different person? Why should she have that right? Because if that person ends up being born and the mother neglects it in some kind of way or kills it or abuses it and everything, you know what they'll be saying? Oh, she abused that child. She needs to go to jail. Well, same thing if you commit an abortion. And oh my goodness, the talking heads, they are all up in this. You know, those harpies on The View, Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar and Sunny Halston. I don't know who the other black chick is. She seems to have some common sense. She looks like she's new. She seems to have a little bit of common sense. But they all, it touches a nerve with Whoopi Goldberg because she had an abortion when she was coming up. And she has this attitude of, hey, I had an abortion. I turned out fine. Look at me. So why are you going to deny it to other women, you know, and all that stupid mess? Let me pull up this article. Let's see. Whoopi Goldberg defends abortion rights. And nowhere in the Constitution does it say anything about abortion rights. Nowhere. So it's not a constitutional right. And if you all want to see these articles that I'm talking about, you know, you want to check them out and whatever, I got some links in the show's description for today. So you can go there, check them out yourself. This comes from Black Enterprise, which is not a site that I visit often, but because it's a pro-black site, but this article says Whoopi Goldberg defends abortion rights while discussing Roe v. Wade. This is my body. See, they keep saying that. This is my body. This is my, no, it is not your body. Your body and the child's body are two distinct entities. It is not your body. Whoopi Goldberg didn't hold back while tackling the current debate around abortion rights amid a recent leak that revealed the Supreme Court's draft ruling to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 decision that legalized abortion nationwide. On The View on Tuesday, Goldberg, who has shared her experience of having an illegal abortion as a teenager, was incensed while discussing the women's rights issue. Oh, yeah, she was mad. She was ticked off. You got people telling me I got to wear a mask or don't wear a mask or do this, Goldberg said in a rage. Everybody wants to tell me what to do. This is my body. Now, I didn't hear her complaining about wearing a mask or anything like that. Of course, she probably bring that up to say, you know, trying to compare it to abortion. And it amazes me, too, when people say you had the right to do with your body whatever you want to, you know. But when COVID came around, oh, you got to wear a mask. Well, this is my body. It's my body. Now, see, I can use that excuse because I'm not dragging another life into this. But it's funny when they tell you, you know, a woman has a right to choose what to do with her body. But when it comes to wearing a mask, no, you don't have that right to choose. You better wear that mask or you're going to lose your job or something might happen to you. Women, when they decide something is not right for them, they're going to take it into their own hands, Goldberg continued. We got tired of tripping over other women in public bathrooms who were giving themselves abortions because there was nowhere safe, nowhere clean, nowhere to go. I doubt if she was tripping over anyone in the bathroom. While directly addressing the Roe v. Wade decision, Goldberg explained why the law was passed and why it's a human issue, not a religious one. Now, see, Goldberg just made the point right there. No, it's not a religious issue. It's a human issue. That's right. That's why you don't rip little kids inside their mother's womb before they get a chance to be born. Of course it's a human issue. I don't speak out against abortion because it's my religion that believes this. It is a human issue. And because I say the Ten Commandments say thou shalt not kill, that does not make it a religious issue. It's still a human issue. Anything that has to do with the Word of God, the Bible, Jesus Christ, all of that has to deal with humanity and how humanity is supposed to respond in this world, how we're supposed to interact in this world. So, yes, it is a human issue. This has nothing to do with religion. And she just made the point right there. We're not doing this for religion's sake. Aloud, you're taking the life of an innocent child, but you don't seem to care because you care more about your liberal talking points. You care about your democratic rhetoric. That's what you care more about. You don't care about a human life. And I'd like to ask Ms. Goldberg, was she raped? Was she? She said it came about because people wanted people to have somewhere safe and somewhere clean, she exclaimed. Somewhere safe and somewhere clean. I wonder if she's ever heard this dude from Pennsylvania named Kermit Gosnell. Tell me if the ladies that went through his practice, tell me if they were in a clean, safe place. I'm just going to leave that there. Just look up Kermit Gosnell. The EGOT, I don't know what that is. The EGOT recipient spoke passionately describing why getting an abortion is not easy. 1 million, 1.5 million babies aborted every year. You're telling me it's not easy? It is a hard, awful decision that people make. Yeah, because they're fighting between what's right and what's wrong. That's why it's so hard. If you don't have the wherewithal to understand that, to start the conversation with, I know how hard this must be for you. If you're starting it by telling me I'm going to burn in hell, then you're not looking out for me as a human being, whether I subscribe to your religion or not, and that is not okay. Yes, you are going to hell because you are committing an act of murder. And it has nothing to do with you subscribing to my religion. That's not what I'm trying to do. And I can guarantee you a lot of other people out there who are standing up against abortion, they're not trying to force you into their religion. That's just some little convoluted mess in your head. That Category 5 hurricane that messed up your brain cells. This has nothing to do with subscribing to a religion. We're talking about a human life here. Co-host Joy Behar shared her worry about what the draft ruling could mean for civil rights and gay rights. Oh, this is going to get even better. You all know Joy Behar. Joy Behar is 79 years old. She's knocking at 80, and she's talking this garbage. My worry is that this is just the beginning, Behar said. Next, they'll go after gay marriage and maybe Brown versus Board of Education. See, she's using a scare tactic. How are they going to go after Brown versus Board of Education? Oh, you think that they're going to go say, okay, well, we need to resegregate all the black and the white kids. We need to go back to the separate water fountains, go back to Jim Crow. Where surprisingly enough, we got Democrat-run schools that are already doing that. And these aren't religious schools doing it. You got certain schools that are separating the black kids from the white kids. Excuse me. And these are not Republican conservative types either. These aren't Christian schools either. These are Democrat liberal run schools separating the black kids from the white kids. I see Bring It Boye is in my chat room. Bring It Boye, can you confirm this? That's what's going on in California right now, because I heard that this is going on in California. But let me go ahead and continue this. They already eroded our voting rights a little bit, so I see fascism down the line here. How have they eroded our voting rights? Can someone – oh, boy, I tell you. Sometimes you just want to grab these people, take them into the woods, tie them to a tree, and beat them with a truth stick. How in the world are our voting rights been eroded? How have they been eroded? We got a candidate running here in Durham for Congress. She talking about she's seen the black kids falling behind, and she wants to stand up to the Republican attacks against our voting rights. What Republican attacks against our voting rights? Well, if you can't see it, then if you can't see it, then I can't. No. See, you don't know the answer either. See, you're over there talking about something you're bouncing your lip about something you don't even know what you're talking about. What Republican attacks against our voting rights? They'll go after gay marriage and maybe Brown versus Board of Education. Already eroded our voting rights. How? Show me. I guarantee you, I can go vote next week. If I could, you know, if the polls were open next week, I can guarantee you I can go in and vote in less than 15 minutes. I guarantee you. Nobody's going to look at me and say, he's a black guy. Let's make it hard for him to vote. I never had that problem. See, they're using scare tactics. The court's holding on the Roe v. Wade draft ruling will not be final until it is published, Politico reports. The final ruling will likely come out in the next 2 months. And see, and you got people out here talking about, the conservatives, the white conservatives, they're going to commit acts of violence. No. That's a liberal Democrat type of thing. Not conservative Christian or anything. That's what you liberal Democrats do. That's what you all major in. So don't try to throw this off on the conservatives. But they use these scare tactics because they're overcome with this rhetoric that a woman's right to an abortion is equal to a woman's right to decent health care. And abortion has nothing to do with her health care. Of course, they don't tell you the stories about the women who have perforated uteruses, some women who go into a deep depression after having their abortion. Of course, you're not going to hear those stories. And they feel like because they don't hear those stories, then they must not be true. You must be making it up because I ain't never heard that before. Because you think you got everything. All you need to do is sit there and watch CNN, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CBS, and all the rest of them. And you think you're getting all the information that you need. You don't do any research. You don't do any reading. You don't do any investigation. You just sit there and let someone do the thinking for you. They put these thoughts in you. And because you're intellectually and mentally lazy, that's why you think the way you do. You think you know everything. I listen to these people. I listen, and I'm like, they think they know so much. They don't even know. I mean, you get these people, they're so mad about the Tuskegee experiment, which they should be. But what about the Negro Project? I was talking to my boss yesterday. My boss is not liberal or, you know, he's not liberal or Democratic. And I was telling him about the Negro Project. Now, my boss is about 4 years older than I am. He said he had never heard of the Negro Project, which is not surprising because I guarantee you most people have never heard of the Negro Project, be they conservative or liberal. You know why? You don't see it on the news. Not one time have I watched a newscast and they mentioned the Negro Project. That's why I don't depend on the news for my information. I mean, it serves its purpose, but you can't just take their word at it just because that guy, you think that guy that's talking to you over the airwaves, he's telling you the truth. That's what I say about my program, too. I tell people, just because you hear me say something, that doesn't mean you need to take what I say at face value. You need to go and investigate and search and check out what I'm saying. Now, I can sit here and talk to you until I'm blue in the face and say, you know, I know what I'm talking about. I know. Okay, well, you know what you're talking about. Okay, let me investigate what you're talking about. Let me check to see if what you are talking about is the truth. Instead of just taking your words at face value. But not one time have I ever, in all my 53 years of living, have I ever turned on a newscast and heard anyone talk about the Negro Project. Well, listen, you keep talking about the Negro Project. Well, what's the Negro Project? The Negro Project was a personal vision of Margaret Sanger, who is the founder of Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger believed that, among other people, black people are human weeds, and they need to be eradicated. And she said, I can't just come and tell them, hey, y'all need to stop having babies. She said, let me go to their churches because their churches have influence over them. And let me convince their ministers that, you know, black people, you know, they need to, you know, watch how many children they have. And I got contraception services and sterilization services and whatever. And I can help you guys out and whatever. And then next thing you know, the clergy, the black clergy, they're over there encouraging their black congregants to indulge in contraception, contraceptive methods, and sterilization. Margaret Sanger wasn't a big proponent of abortion, so to speak, but I would be willing to bet my next paycheck, if she were alive today, She would love the job that Planned Parenthood is doing today. You know that one-third of the abortions that are being committed by white mothers, I mean black mothers, excuse me. Black people are the largest group of people who abort their children. Up in New York City, the abortion rate is higher than the birth rate among the black folks. But we want to get mad at the Tuskegee experiment, which, yeah, we should. But we really should be mad against the Negro Project. We want to go around talk about black genocide, you know, the cops, they're killing us, black genocide, where probably no more than 10 of us a year get killed by the cops. But more than 1,000 black kids are murdered through the procedure called abortion every day. And I don't want to make this out to just be a black thing, okay? Abortion is wrong no matter what race it touches. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian. Abortion is murder across the board. But the reason why I talk the black thing all the time because, well, first of all, I'm black. And we're always pointing at other reasons why we can't get ahead. We always point to white cops killing black folks. We always point, we can't make it in school because a white man doesn't want us to get ahead and whatever. Okay, so what about the white men that are killing your black babies through abortion? Now, once again, abortion is not a racial issue because the man I mentioned earlier, Kermit Gosnell, he was a black guy. And I guarantee you, he was just as enthused to kill a black baby as he was to kill a white baby. But we don't say anything about that. How many black babies have been murdered? 15 million since 1973, and we want to talk about the Ku Klux Klan. Yeah, Ku Klux Klan, but more than 1,000 of your kids in one week, more black babies die through the procedure of abortion that have been killed by the Ku Klux Klan in its entire history. Oh no, but that's nothing we need to be looking at. We can't look at that. No. Mm-mm. And these people got their panties in a bind. Oh gosh. They're gonna overturn Roe v. Wade. Oh, the horror. And I can just imagine millions of babies in their mother's womb right now celebrating. Yes, please turn it around, please. Let me pull up this other article. And this involves the aforementioned Joy Behar. And I get this from the Blaze, and the title of the article, it says The View hosts get ruthlessly mocked for threatening sex strike to oppose overturning a Roe v. Wade. The less of these folks we have reproducing, the better. And I say a hearty amen to that. Sex strike. Well, you know, if you abstain from sex, women can't get pregnant. Ever thought of that? The View hosts Joy Behar called on women to go on a sex strike to protest against a possible overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court. Okay, y'all, let's stop having sex and they'll overturn this thing. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let me know how that works out for you. The proposed act of defiance in support of abortion was widely panned on social media based on ruthless Twitter reactions. Women in the world have conducted sex strikes in history, Behar said during Wednesday's episode of The View. In 2003, a sex strike helped to end Liberia's brutal civil war, and the woman who started it was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Is that how they stopped it? The women just said, we're shutting down. And the people in Liberia are like, oh, no, no, we can't have that. No. Okay, we'll give you what you want. You think a sex strike shut down the civil war going on in Liberia? They ain't going to shut them down. They were raping women in Liberia. I know my wife is from Liberia. She told me about the atrocities she had to go through. They ain't going to shut them down. They say, well, you don't give it up willingly. We'll just take it by force. That's a bad way to think, but that's what they'll do. She goes on, and then she goes on. She goes on to say this. In 2009, Kenyan women enforced a sex ban until police political infighting ceased. Within 1 week, there was a stable government. Oh, my goodness, a sex strike is going to stabilize our government. Okay, all women in the United States, okay, go on a sex strike so we can straighten up our government. Once again, they bouncing that lip. They don't even know what they are talking about. The audience applauded, and then the 79-year-old Behar stated, we have more power than we think we do, and some of it could be in the bedroom, just saying. And they wonder why divorce is so high in this country. The View co-host Sarah Haynes chimed in, and what a perfect weapon and method for the topic we're talking about. Sex strike. Whoopi Goldberg added, the other thing to remember is that this is not just about abortion. It covers so many things that you're not thinking about that. Let me say that again. Whoopi Goldberg added, the other thing to remember is that this is not just about abortion. It covers so many things that you're not thinking about that wouldn't cross your mind because you think, well, I thought that was the law. Goldberg seemed to float a conspiracy theory that the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote, is now threatened because Roe v. Wade could be potentially overturned. If you can get 50 years of law and toss it, you can toss away our right to vote, Goldberg hypothesized. Goldberg also warned, men, this is going to come after you in some weird way too. How? Shutting down Roe v. Wade? How's this going to affect me as a man? And see, Whoopi Goldberg is an expert with vague rhetoric. She's an expert with this. Remember last year when, about a year and a half when Donald Trump lost the election, and she came up and she said, well, those of you all who voted for Trump, you're just going to have to suck it up. If you see us doing, if you got a problem, you know, just find things and go to a lawyer just like the rest, just like we did, you know. She's a master with the vague talking points. She said, this is not just about abortion. Yes, it is about abortion. That's why we want to shut it down. We want to shut it down because abortion takes innocent human lives. This ain't going to lead to you losing your voting rights. Where you get this garbage from? We had our voting rights. We had our voting rights really in the 1800s. Of course, Jim Crow came in and messed that up and everything. And we got those voting rights back in the early 60s, about 10 years before Roe v. Wade. So how is shutting down Roe v. Wade going to take away your voting rights? She said, if you can get 50 years of law and toss it, you can toss away our right to vote. How are they going to toss away your right to vote? See, they're paranoid. And they use fear tactics to try to make a point. And how is this going to affect me as a man? Shutting down Roe v. Wade. How is this going to affect me as a man? Might get a lot of these men out here to step up and be men. Because statistically speaking, more men support abortion than women do. Statistically speaking. And you know why that is? Because a lot of these men, these predatory men, they go around here, they want to play the field and sow their seed everywhere they want to go. And they want, all they want to do is cop a field, but they don't want to, they don't want the result of that copping a field. That's why pregnant women, the largest cause of death for a pregnant woman is domestic abuse, domestic violence. Because a lot of these men, they're like, hey, how you get pregnant? You got to do something about this. You got to do something about this. I told you all about the girl I knew. She was 21 years old. Knew her. I knew her since she was a little girl, little toddler. She was 21 years old. Got up with a guy that was about my age, which was, you know, he was like 18 years older than she was. Got up with him, found out she was pregnant, and he wanted to get rid of the baby, and he even threatened her. He even threatened her because he wanted to get rid of, he didn't want that responsibility. She didn't give up the baby. He ended up killing her and the baby. Should he have gone to jail for that? I mean, he didn't want to take care of a wanted child. Should he have gone to jail for that? According to the rhetoric of the pro-abortionists out there, he didn't want to take care of the baby, so he had a right to do that. He had a right. You see, I can blow holes in this thing all day. I can blow holes in this thing all day long. Because a lot of these people who are supporting abortion, like I said, they just bounce their lip and they don't even know what they're talking about. Trying to get my article back up again. The idea of abstinence by the liberal host of The View was lampooned on Twitter, where numerous reactions were mocking the prospects of a sex strike in the name of abortion. Donald Trump Jr. quipped, I don't think the ladies of The View participating in a sex strike is going to have the effect that they intended. Just saying. I don't think so either. TJ Moe, former NFL receiver and contributor to The Fearless with Jason Whitlock podcast on Blaze TV, remarked, if the women on The View go on a sex strike, but there is no one trying to have sex with them, did the sex strike actually happen? If a tree falls in the woods. Radio host Eric Erickson explained, you know, if y'all do go on a sex strike, you won't have to worry about abortions. My point exactly. Republican congressional candidate Vernon Jones mocked, just heard news that feminists are planning a nationwide sex strike in response to the possible overturn of Roe v. Wade. The less of these folks we have reproducing, the better. So thank you. You ain't hurt nothing. Columnist Tim Young tweeted, the hosts of The View propose a sex strike for abortion rights. They do realize that someone would actually want to have sex with them in order for them to go on strike from doing it, right? See, once again, they just mounting that lip. Conservative commentator Jessica Taylor noted, I never thought I'd see the day when the left would be arguing for abstinence. You know what? You got a point there. Author Chad Felix Green pointed out, feminists, stop objectifying women. Also, feminists, no abortion, no sex, want a sex strike to punish men. Turning Point Ambassador Isabella Riley wrote on Twitter, I love when women say they are going on a sex strike as a response to the Supreme Court overturning Roe. No one sexualizes women more than women themselves. I wonder why people don't take women seriously. Radio host Jimmy Fallon jested, Joy Behar says she's going on a sex strike. And here I was thinking she wanted to punish men. This, some of this is just downright humorous. Comedian Kurt Metzger joked, I'm just saying a Joy Behar sex strike is an odd threat. I'm always dressing her with my eyes. I imagine she's in a suit of armor under a full spacesuit. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. This is funny. In September 2021, Bette Midler called for a sex strike in retaliation to the Fetal Heartbeat Act being passed in Texas. For Midler, the threat was not taken seriously by many, and she was ridiculed. In May 2019, activist Alyssa Milano proposed that women should withhold sexual activities from men in an act of rebellion against a pro-life bill in Georgia. Milano's proposal backfired, especially as conservatives encouraged her to engage in a sex strike, and some progressives were upset with the messaging from the actress that was deemed to be not representative of feminism. And Alyssa Milano is still fairly young right now. She probably out there, you know, having her fun, if you know what I mean. And I can guarantee you a lot of these ladies that are asking for you to go on a sex strike to protest the overturn of Roe v. Wade, I guarantee you they're not going to go on a personal sex strike themselves, especially if they're young like Alyssa Milano. Relatively young. Let me just say that. She's relatively young. But, yeah, these rascals, they, oh boy, I tell you. it just boggles the mind at how people just went up in arms because Roe v. Wade could be overturned, as if abortion is going to end tomorrow immediately. It's not going to. That's the unfortunate thing. It's not going to. They're just going to bring, like I said earlier, they're going to bring the power back to the states and let the people vote on that issue. And these people are up in arms. Oh, they're going to take away our voting rights. Oh, they're going to stop our homosexual weddings. And oh, that we're going back to Jim Crow and all that. Fear tactics. That's all that is. Fear tactics, guilt shaming. That's all that is. I think I had another article on this too. Oh yeah, Kamala Harris. Oh my gosh. Oh man. Oh, here we go. Kamala Harris and Mike Pence at it. Oh my goodness. Here go Kamala Harris. She and Mike Pence going at it. And anyone who knows Kamala Harris, if you've seen Kamala Harris, this woman is about, She's two flakes short of a bowl, two crumbs short of a biscuit. This woman has, I'm wondering if that's a brain up in her head. And I'm not trying to be insulting of her or anything, but the way she talks, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Pence blasts, where is this? I get this from MSN. Once again, don't beat me because I pull up the source. Don't beat me because of the source. Pence blasts Vice President Kamala Harris over her denunciation of draft Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. How dare you? She's waxing Greta Thunberg on that one. But anyway, Pence hit back at Harris over her denunciation of the draft SCOTUS decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The former vice president said generations of women endured heartbreaking and loss that can last a lifetime. Democratic leaders have vowed to fight back against the longstanding GOP effort to roll back Roe. Former Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday hit back at Vice President Kamala Harris over her strong denunciation of the leaked draft Supreme Court decision that would overturn Roe v. Wade, that would overturn the Roe v. Wade case. During a Tuesday speech to the prominent pro-choice political action committee, Emily's List, Harris blasted Republicans for their longstanding goal to roll back abortion rights since the landmark high court decision. Those Republican leaders who are trying to weaponize the use of the law against women. Weaponize? What does she mean? How dare they, she said during her remarks. How dare they tell a woman what she can do and what and cannot do with her own body? How dare they? How dare they stop? How dare they try to stop her from determining her own future? How dare they try to deny women their rights and their freedoms? What rights and freedoms are they denying women? The rights to kill their baby? Pence, widely known for his ardent anti-abortion stance, responded to the vice president's comments by stating that 62 million unborn boys and girls ended in abortion since the advent of Roe v. Wade. Since 1973, generations of mothers enduring heartbreaking and loss that can last a lifetime. Madam Vice President, how dare you? The former vice president retorted while speaking at an event for the Carolina Pregnancy Center. He continued, my hope and frankly, my prayer is that those five justices on the Supreme Court have the courage of their convictions and will give us a fresh start on life in America. Pence encouraged the anti-abortion leaders to continue the fight in halting abortion procedures while at the same time decrying the leak itself. We must remain steadfast, he said on Thursday. The decision is not final, so I want to encourage you to keep praying. He added, no matter what happens in the coming weeks, the pro-abortion left will not succeed. The Supreme Court of the United States will not be intimidated, and we will never stop fighting for the sanctity of life. Since the draft opinion was published by Politico on Monday evening, the revelation has rocked the country, amplifying fissures on the subject from Democratic congressional leaders and left-leaning organizations who want to codify Roe into law to the 2024 GOP presidential aspirants and grassroots activists who have fought to eliminate the procedure for years. The majority opinion, which was written in February by Associate Justice Samuel Alito, an appointee of former President George W. Bush, could possibly shift by the time a decision is made in the summer. However, leading Republicans like Pence very much want the final outcome to mirror the draft opinion. My hope and frankly my prayer is that those five justices on the Supreme Court have the courage of their convictions and will give us a fresh start on life in America, he said. Since 1990, the rate of abortions has declined markedly per the New York Times. In 2017, an estimated 862,320 abortions were performed in the United States, which represented a decline of almost 200,000 procedures compared to 2011, according to the Guttmacher Institute. Well, there you have it. Let me go ahead, go into my advertisements, and we will continue this discussion on the other side. You are listening to Black by Color only on CNM Radio.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement1Word.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on. Smile. Oh, honey. Is he still not smiling?
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And before we had our break there, I was talking about abortion. And there's something else I want to say about abortion, too. And like I said earlier, I don't take this to be a religious thing or anything like this. This is a humanity thing, okay? And the thing that gets me when we talk about a subject like abortion and, you know, certain candidates that support it and whatever, what gets me, and I'm talking to you black folks out there that call yourselves Christians, why you all will wholeheartedly vote for a person who supports abortion, and you know good and well abortion is murder. I don't understand it. You had so-called Christians vote for Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden. All these people support abortion, but you wholeheartedly went all out of your way to vote these people in. And some of you all had some of the stupidest reasons why you voted. Some of you all out there, y'all voted for Barack Obama because you wanted to make history and being a person that helped to vote into office the first black man. Some of you all voted for Joe Biden because you got Kamala Harris as a package deal. But you sit here and we'll sit here and we'll say, you know, well, what about abortion? Do you believe abortion is murder? Yeah, I believe it is. Then why did you vote for this person? Apparently, abortion to you is not as heinous a crime as it's supposed to be. I'm not a person who puts levels on sin. To me, sin is sin. If you're in sin, sin is sin, okay? There's no big sin, low sin, or anything like that. But if you were to ask me, I would think that abortion is the most heinous crime you could commit, because you're legalizing the murder of the most innocent of us. You're no worse than the Nazis and the communists. But we still wholeheartedly vote for people who go against our best interests. And then we get up on Sunday mornings and we talk about how much of the word of God we believe, and I'm walking in the overflow, and I'm this, and I'm a child of God. And no, you're not. You're a child of the devil. You're a child of the devil. How in the world can you call yourself a Christian and vote for someone who supports abortion? I don't get it. I really don't get it. And you will argue with people like myself. You'll argue with me till you're blue in the face of why I should have voted for Barack Obama, or why I should have voted for Bill Clinton, or why I should have voted for Sleepy Joe. And you call yourselves Christians. Apparently, the word of God is nothing more than black words on white pieces of paper to you. Because apparently it's not in your heart. Look, folks, I don't want to sound like I'm preaching or anything like that. But there are those of you all out there who call yourselves Christians, and you vote for this mess. And one of the main reasons why we get this mess all the time is because you so-called Christians, black Christians. Like I said earlier, we got this lady trying to run for Congress here in Durham. She's talking about, I saw our black kids falling behind, and I want to stop the Republican attacks on our voting rights. And I guarantee you, most of the black people in Durham, North Carolina, are going to vote for that woman. We got a black woman as our mayor. We got a black woman as our police chief. And in Durham right now, we're on a pace to break the record. I think the record is 42 people murdered in this city in 1 year. We already have 18. We might have more. Durham has had almost a murder every week. But that's not our concern. Our concern is how black people can make it ahead in this life. We got to stop white supremacy. Almost one murder a week here in Durham, North Carolina. I watched this program on YouTube. I think it's called The World According to Briggs. He gives you all these statistics and everything. It's a great channel. I advise you to check it out. And last year, he did his list of the 10 worst cities in Durham, not in Durham, the 10 worst cities in North Carolina. Now, you might be sitting there guessing, Charlotte's got to be one of them. Nope. Raleigh? Nope. High Point? Winston-Salem? Greensboro? Nope. Guess who came in at number 10? Durham, North Carolina. Matter of fact, Durham, North Carolina is the largest city on the list. This was last year. They came in at number 10. Guess where they were this year? They're at number 9. I said, my goodness, we're trending in the wrong direction. But we celebrate, we got a black woman for our mayor. We got a black woman for our chief of police. We're on our way. But we ignore the bigger issues. And see, that's what I want to say about our black Christians, so-called black Christians. We ignore the bigger issues. We care more about our feelings and our prestige, our pride. That's what we care more about that than we do about the truth of God's word. Said one of the things that God hates is hands that shed innocent blood. Now, you call yourself a Christian. If you call yourself a Christian, you should be familiar with that verse of scripture in the book of Proverbs. Hands that shed innocent blood. Abortion doctors. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And when it says, thou shalt not kill, it means you shall not kill anyone in a malicious manner. In other words, thou shalt not murder. But that's what you're doing. You might not be in the very act of abortion, but by you supporting those who do that, you're an accessory to the crime. Yeah, I'm talking to you black Christians out there. Because you all are always talking about what the white police officers are doing to our black boys and everything, but you don't say anything about what the abortion doctors are doing to our black children. But you go to the voting booth, you'd be like, no, I ain't voting for Donald Trump. No, I ain't voting for him. No, he's a racist. He doesn't like women. He hates Mexicans. But he was against abortion. Well, maybe he is, but no. So you getting ahead as a black person is more important than supporting the right to life of an innocent, unborn child. Hope you all really listen to this. I really hope you all listen to this. Because you got your priorities mixed up. The Bible says, let all things be done decently and in order. A lot of us don't have our priorities straight. Whatever trends out there in the world, that's what we follow after. We're supposed to be a light to the world. But the world tells us, blow out that candle and come in and follow us. And we'll follow you. And then you want to get up on Sunday morning and talk about hallelujah, amen, praise the Lord. And then you want to come over to me and talk about, let me pray for your brother. No, don't pray for me. No, don't you put your hands on me. Better get your old nasty, filthy hands off of me. I don't want you praying for me. Oh, brother, the Lord got a word for you. Well, it ain't coming from you. Because you care more about your skin color. You care more about politics. You care more about civil rights than you do about the truth of God's word. Nah, don't pray for me. And when you're on your private prayer time and my name comes up, and you say, let me pray for Vincent. Don't even mention my name in your mouth when you pray. Because all your prayer is doing is going up, it hits the ceiling, comes right back down. Don't even think about praying for me. You voted for one of these rascals that support abortion. And abortion isn't the big issue with me. There are other things. I'm not a one-issue voter. But here's the thing. If you support abortion, you show me that you support abortion, you're wholehearted, you will not get my vote. I'm telling you, you will not get my vote. And if I'm in a prayer meeting and I see one of you rascals out there that voted for these candidates that support abortion, nope. I can pray by myself. I can do fine at home by myself. I'm not praying with you with you little filthy rascals. Because when you pray, you might as well hawk up a loogie and spit it in my eye. Because that's how nasty you are. And you can quote me on that. And if you ever say, well, Vincent, don't you want to take back your words that you just said? I'm not taking back anything. That's how I feel about it. That's the conviction I have. And a lot of you Christians out there who support these rascals, you're what's wrong with this country. You are definitely what's wrong with this country. We're supposed to be a light to the world. But you're saying, I'm going to blow my candle out so I can be accepted by the world. No, you're not supposed to be accepted by the world. Look, let me tell you, I say this all the time, the truth cramps people's style. We can't just tamp down the truth so we can get along with someone. We have to tell the truth. We live in a world where you tell people the truth, they're not going to be like, oh, you told me the truth. Oh, I'm so glad you told me the truth. They're going to be like, who you think you are? You think you know everything? Huh? Because a lot of people, they have that sin nature in them, and they want to do what makes them feel good. And they don't want anyone telling them to do something opposite, not even the very creator himself. So we shouldn't be tamping down the truth to get along with them. We need to stick to our guns. If you're convicted about something and you know the truth about something, don't sit there and apologize because you told someone the truth. I was talking about that last week with Terry Crews. Terry Crews spoke truth to power. Now, 2 years later, he want to apologize. What are you going to apologize for? You told the truth. I'm not going to apologize for telling the truth.
Well, now, if it's, you ain't got to say it that way.
Well, no. It's not about the way I'm saying it. I'm just telling you the truth. No, I don't support abortion in any way, form, shape, whatever. And like I said, you know, although today that's what I'm talking about, that's not the only issue that causes you to fall out of favor with me. You know, we got this LGBT mess coming up too, and this wokeness we got going around in the country. See, that's the problem with a lot of black people in this country. We're too woke. But you can feel woke even when you're dreaming. Sometimes your dreams can feel so real. But then you wake up and you're like, oh, okay, that wasn't real. I've had so many dreams I've had that I thought were real, and I wake up and I'm like, oh, okay, that wasn't real then. And we want to let people like Oprah Winfrey and Whoopi Goldberg and Bette Midler and Joy Behar and all the rest of these Hollywood starlights out there teach us something. And we sit there, this is deep. This is deep. Yeah. Yeah, it's deep. That's why you drown, because you ain't learned how to swim. You got into the deep water and you drowned. Well, y'all, I think it's that time for the fruit bats to be coming. Y'all, that's the fruit bat alarm. That means I'm going to the phones. Now, if you're on the phone and you want to indulge in disrupting the show, you know, ad hominem attacks, character assassinations, trolling, excessive profanity, things of that sort, I will push the kick button and you will go bye-bye, okay? Now, I'm giving you the warning now. Now, if you indulge in that type of activity, you know, I'm going to oblige you, okay? So, if you want to engage in that type of activity, you best hang up right now. But anyway, having said all that, let me go to the phones.
Ooh,
hello,
Lord.
Welcome
Ooh,
to the show.
I heard the warning go out. That is the best, greatest sound I hear all week long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of like a ringing in the ears.
Yeah. Hope it goes deep into someone's soul.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, here's the thing, though. There's really some ignorant people in this country, man. Really ignorant. Because when did abortion become a law in this country?
Well.
Hmm?
1973.
Abortion did not become a law in 1973. Congress never passed a law authorizing abortion.
It's not constitutional.
No. And judges can't legislate. And it's not no inalienable right. Whereabout is that written at?
Exactly.
And another point. You know, people just, they just don't know or something. I don't know. The Supreme Court do not regulate policy.
Nope.
Policy comes from laws passed by Congress. States are individual. They're not group.
Yep.
So I don't know what the heck these folks are talking about. And if Whoopi Goldberg is saying she's going to withhold sex, the only thing I can say to that is Whoopi, Whoopi, Whoopi. Whoopi, Whoopi, Whoopi. She was married to a white man, wasn't she?
Was she? I think she was, because I seen her daughter. Her daughter does look mixed. I never seen the man she was married to.
Yeah, she was married to a white man. I wonder if he used racial slurs while having sex with her.
Oh, boy. Mm-mm.
I wonder if he used racial slurs while having sex with her and preferred to have doggy style.
Mm.
Looking at her as a B-I-T-C-H.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. Leave it to Bianchi.
Yeah. And you know, the thing about it is a lot of these women, you know, like we were talking about the sex man, a lot of these women are past their prime, you know. I mean, they are way past their prime.
Oh, yeah, it'd be like scared to catch on fire, so dry.
And see, that's the thing too. A lot of the women that are really pushing these laws today, they're past their prime. Nobody, you know, wants to have a relationship with you anyway, but you're telling other people, you know, well, this is your right and all this and everything. Ah, boy, I tell you. But yeah, leave it to Bianchi.
When you're dating, a woman should reveal if she's ever had an abortion to the person that she's dating.
Yeah.
I would say man in particular, but I guess they would have to do it to a female too. But you should let the person know.
Yeah.
If like a male should let the person know if he's on the down low.
Yeah.
Because I'm like you. I wouldn't want to marry a woman that don't had that's carrying around that haunted house. It's a haunted house.
Exactly.
It's an Amityville.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. A person has been killed up in there.
Yep, man. Oh, gosh. That's a great analogy, though. That's a great allegory you just made. Haunted house.
You're walking around with a ghost house.
Mm.
And then they use play on words to call it a fetus rather than a baby.
Well, let me stop you right there. You know the word fetus means little person, right?
In some languages, yes. Well, I was just making a comp of here in the United States.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean.
Little person. Absolutely right. Little bitty person. And I told you I knew a one lady. Her name is Renee. Had a late-term abortion within weeks of delivery. And she complained to her grandmother, Murtis, that she hear crying in her head.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
She hear crying in her head.
That's sad.
So this is an issue that should go to the state. Supreme Court didn't have no authority legalizing abortion.
That's right.
Supreme Court had no authority legalizing same-sex marriage. That's a state issue.
That's right.
And the Supreme Court had no authority legalizing interracial marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That is a state issue. And then you got blacks that, see, they got to turn to the federal government for everything. You know why? Because they can't in unison make a change in a state.
Yeah.
Simply because they don't have the numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
And to further complicate things, they abort the numbers.
Yeah.
Now, if that ain't genuine stupidity, I don't know what is. You can't control no states.
No.
Even in your state with your largest numerical population, Mississippi, you cannot control the vote in that state. And even if you did, all blacks would go along with that anyway. So you double whammy.
Mm.
I mean, all blacks wouldn't go along with it because you're talking to two right here that don't go along with it.
Yeah, I definitely don't go along with it.
So you're down two right there.
Yeah.
So that's why come they want to go to the federal government. And that's why come you got some of them that makes the deals with the devil.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. You remember at the fork of the road, the player made a deal with the devil?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that movie? He made a deal with the devil.
Yep. And that's what they do every
banjo
day.
Player?
Something like that.
Yeah. The federal government is the devil. And the states, their power comes from the states. What do they consist of? State representatives and state senators.
That's right.
That's where their power comes from. And the states need to reel in the power that the federal government has assigned itself.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Basically, what they should tell them is go to hell. What they going to do to them?
Yeah, exactly. You know.
What you going to do to the state? Cut off their funding? Well, they're going to cut off you. You won't have no funding because they won't give you none to have.
Exactly.
Tell them to drive 55 miles an hour and see what they tell you. They're going to tell you to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do, block off the federal highways? Well, you got to get to them first. And they
exactly.
can stop you. Sell that shit. Excuse my language. Black folks going to the federal government asking for reparations. You know why? Because the states ain't going to go along with that.
No.
Ain't no state government existing today that was when they was around. And some states wasn't even back in the 1600. In 1492. What state was part of the Union in 1492?
I'm telling you, it was 1620.
So the states need to take back their power, take back what federal government called federal lands, exploit those lands themselves for the natural resources, and share the profits with the citizens of the state like Alaska does.
Yeah.
And then I like when the states is doing what they're doing on this abortion. If you don't like what the state is doing, then go to another one. California take you.
Yep.
And like you, my kids ain't going to play with yours.
Mm-mm.
My kids are not going to play with yours. I don't care if you are black. My kids, and be truthful, which my kids didn't. I wouldn't take my kids, let them play with any black group in some areas. You crazy?
Yeah.
Your kids pick up all these ideas and come home and be telling you what that you ain't going to do to them.
Yeah.
My kids did not play with all black kids. I wouldn't allow it.
Yeah.
Mama come walking out about 6 o'clock Friday dressed in her daughter's clothes. So you can imagine the dissemination of the information going on. My daughter would not hang out with them. I wouldn't allow it.
Mm.
I just wouldn't. Because what does it get down to with the one bad apple in the bunch? Well, I say one good apple in the bunch can get contaminated.
Yeah.
So I'm glad the courts are doing what they should, reversing what they shouldn't have done in the beginning. It should have been brought up back then that, hey, you beyond your authority here.
Yeah, that's what it is. And they talk about how unconstitutional it is to overturn Roe v. Wade. There's no provision in the Constitution for Roe v. Wade in the first place.
There's no provision for abortion. You're absolutely right.
Nowhere in there. And I don't know, you know, and these people throw around, oh, this is unconstitutional. This is constitutional. Okay, well,
they don't know jack about the Constitution.
They don't know anything about the Constitution. I mean, I'm sitting there like, wait a minute now. Like, if someone comes and they tell me something is unbiblical, I'll say, okay, well, show me where it is unbiblical. Go to the scriptures. This is scriptural. Okay, this is biblical. Okay, I can go to the place in the Bible and say, okay, here you go, right here. This is biblical. Same thing with the Constitution. Show me where this is unconstitutional. And they just throw it around and they don't search. They don't do any type of research. They don't do any type of studying. A lot of people don't even have a lot of common sense to even think about researching or studying. It boggles the mind.
Well, you are absolutely right, Vincent. You are absolutely right. See, because the reason why I come out and let my daughter play with them and wouldn't want my daughter marrying them, because Deuteronomy 7:3-4 say, you shall not intermarry with them.
Yeah.
Giving your daughters to their sons or taking their daughters for your sons. For they would turn away your sons from following me to serve other gods. Then the anger of the Lord would be kindled against you, and he would destroy you quickly.
Mm.
Deuteronomy 7, you shall not intermarry with them, giving your daughters to... I mean, it goes on. Job, you cannot bring a clean thing out of an unclean. That is not one.
Be not unequally yoked.
On.
Yep. Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship
don't
have light with darkness?
Don't let your kids play with them.
Exactly.
I don't give a damn myself. I don't care if they are black. You don't let your kids play with them. Leviticus 8:22, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. How clear is it? I guess you got to have the Supreme Court determination on that.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't understand that. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled.
Exactly.
For God would judge the sexuality, immoral, and adulterous.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things, I don't favor this person a lot anymore, but one of the things I can say about my former pastor, he went into the post office one time, and they wanted to give him a stamp of Thurgood Marshall. He was like, I don't give me a stamp of Thurgood Marshall because he's one of the people that voted for legalized abortion in this country. You know, and people think because Thurgood Marshall is a black person that, oh, yeah, a black person. I want to honor a black person. Yeah, but he helped to vote in Roe v. Wade. And now you want to talk about a sellout. There's your sellout right there. You know, you sold out your own black folks, you know, for what? For some civil rights or something like that? You know, but he said, nah, give me another stamp. I don't want no Thurgood Marshall. I said, wow, okay. He got some integrity. Because I probably do the same thing, too. Be like, I don't want no.
Well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to support your enemy.
I'm telling you.
I mean, simple as that. And what is your enemy? That which would harm you. I don't buy from every black business because it's black. You know why?
Yeah.
If they turn around and donate to Maxine Waters.
Oh, yeah.
Turn around and donate to Clyburn.
Yeah.
So why would you, why would you shop at a store and they're going to take your hard-earned and morally acquired money, dollars. And then they're going to take your morally acquired dollars and contribute to a politician who are doing immoral things.
Exactly.
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
It don't make sense.
But, and see, that's why I'm so... That's why I'm so hard on black church people, you know, and really it's not a race thing. It really isn't. It's not a race thing.
No, it's not a race thing.
But I had to be hard on the black folks because they're the ones that are always shouting and jumping and running around and everything. And then they turn right around and vote these people into office and stand hand to hand with them. We join hands together against this injustice and all this and everything, and they'll invite them into their churches, and the person that you're inviting into your church, they don't give a flip about what you believe. You know, they sit there, they dog Christianity all day long, but oh, because they're for civil rights, let's bring this person in and preach in our churches.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there's something wrong with that. You know, you care more about...
Well, it is something wrong with that.
Yeah, you care more about the civil rights than you do about the truth.
There's some videos on YouTube where there's one person driving around the democratically strongholds, East Cleveland, Gary, Indiana, Detroit, areas in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, black areas. And man, you should see these places. What is left to see? You should see these places. Houses with the roof missing, apartment buildings with the windows all gone, finding dead bodies all up in them.
Wow.
Dead bodies up in the schools, vacant. Going to schools, there's books on the all over the place. So they, you know, I used to say, well, I thought you said black schools didn't have no damn books. Look at all these books in this abandoned school.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you said they didn't have chemistry labs. Look at this chemistry lab. Chairs all tore up, upside down, water every place. Somebody's been lying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And been getting away with these lies for a long, long time. They call them Gary, Indiana schools of death, abandoned crime scenes.
Yeah, Gary. Oh, gosh. That's a
school. And they ain't the only city. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, Vincent. I really don't.
I
wish somebody would explain
either.
It to me.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like, you know, they're telling you, put your blinders on about everything else. All we care about are the black issues. That's all we care about. You know, just put your blinders on.
Yeah, they
want
to blame this stuff on white folks. Whites ain't got nothing to do with this.
Yeah, yeah. Shoot, white folks are killing their babies with abortion, too. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, it's not a race issue. You know, it's a moral
issue.
And I
thought
yeah,
blacks
it's a human issue.
Serial killers.
Yeah.
I thought blacks couldn't be serial killers. Yeah, right. How many people do you have to kill? And I think Obama lowered the number down to 3. That makes you a serial killer. Well, what if you don't kill about a dozen? What does that make you, platinum?
I mean, I mean, for real, though. I mean, I'm not laughing because it's funny. But I'm laughing because you just made a good point. I mean, oh, my goodness, I tell you.
And they're killing these white women, man. I thought blacks don't kill white folks.
Yep.
Where do we hear that at? Every damn where.
Yeah. We're not killing them like they're killing us.
Killing and raping white women.
Yeah.
That lets you know right then and there something up with white folks because, man, you wouldn't even think about that at one point in time.
No.
It's that driving through parades, zigzagging from one side to the other, wherever people are standing so you can run them down with your car.
Yeah.
And see, Minnesota is an experiment gone wrong.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
You know that, don't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because Minnesota
definitely
has some of these intentional, we going to integrate policies.
Yeah.
Shaker Heights, Ohio, had them intentional, we going to mix blacks and folks, black folks and white folks together. You know, when you try to do that de jure integration, government-sponsored, just like Clarence Thomas said, you cannot do that.
No.
You can't be forcibly placing people together, crazy-ass experiment, seeing how it's going to work, peering at it every now and then to see how it's coming along. It's like peering at the turkey in the oven, seeing how brown it's getting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And the next thing you know, it's black.
Yeah. I mean, for real.
Where are all the white? They gone. Yeah. Say the hell with this.
And then see, the thing that gets me too is one thing we need to understand about human nature. It's like the old saying, birds of a feather flock together. When you get a lot of black people together, they're going to congregate. You get a lot of white people, they're going to congregate, Hispanics, whatever. I mean, that's just a natural thing.
Not
our
only
thing
do
is
they
about
congregate,
force.
They flee.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about that turkey. When you put it in the oven, it's white, right?
Yeah.
After a little while, it starts getting browner, dark brown. You leave it in there long enough, it turned all black. What happened to the whites? They fled.
Yeah. Well, they call it white flight, you know. But
there's black flight too.
Yeah, there's black flight too. You know, nobody says anything about that. But you know, and it's not that white people are like, too many black people moving here. We need to move out. Nah, it's because. And I hate saying this, a lot of black people, they'll come into a neighborhood, they don't cut their grass, they don't paint their houses, they let everything, and I'm not saying that's every black person, you know, so if you're hearing me out and everything, I'm not saying every black person is like that. But more often than not, that's what usually happens when you get a lot of black people in a neighborhood. They don't cut their grass, paint their houses, you know, they let the dogs run all over the neighborhood and everything, pooping everywhere and stuff like that. And nobody wants to live in a neighborhood like that. It has nothing to do with them being black. It's that people don't want to live in a neighborhood with all that going on, you know.
No, they don't want to. Blacks fled Ferguson.
Yeah.
Faster around Mike Brown's time.
Yeah.
In a lot of areas. North St. Louis, they gone. Now they getting up, leaving again. You know the sad thing about this. You always talking about blacks and their assets. One of your biggest assets has been always mentioned is your home.
Yeah.
And blacks has got strong communities, neighborhoods, good schools, good home value, then these politicians start moving these blacks into there because they ain't going to move whites. Whites ain't going back there.
No.
So they'd be bringing blacks out of those urban condemnation areas.
Yeah.
And they come up with these schemes by first-time homeowner.
Oh, yeah. Schemes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they give the owner of the home the cash and let the, you know, the buyer move in.
Yeah.
But what happened that they moved these blacks that they never had to pay a trash bill. City, you don't pay no trash bill. It's in St. Louis. And, of course, some others you do. You can't be putting your car up on blocks in front of your house in the street, changing transmissions and rear ends. And that's the way it is. And these blacks that's been there, now they got to go.
Yeah.
Because they only get something out of that value of the house, which they lose. They lose tremendously.
Yeah. And keep in mind, when you had the white flight, you know, they talk about the white flight. It would be some black flight, too. Some black folks be like, hey, white folks, I'm coming with you.
You know what they call it? You know what they call it when you do it to an all-white community? They call it block busting.
Oh, wow. That's a new term for me.
They call it block busting. See, you have a white neighborhood, white block, and they move a black person in. Then all of a sudden, whites start moving. And what they do, you have somebody go around and offer the whites for their property and say, well, this house will sell for $200. I'll give you $50 for it. Maybe not that low, but somewhere way below what the value is. Well, they're going to move. Well, they're going to say, damn, if I stay here another week, damn, a week, if I stay here another hour, I won't get that.
Yeah.
That's block busting.
Yep.
Then they come in, buy up the house, and then they do whatever they please. So they move a black couple, a black family, on the block, and next thing you know, everybody else is moving. That happened in South St. Louis.
Yep.
So anyway, maybe Sarge is trying to call in. I'll let him talk a little bit.
Well, I do have a caller, but I don't think it's Sarge. Let me see if I can get this caller on here. I think I know who it is. Hello, caller.
You need to stop thinking that you know who this is. You know who this is, man.
You didn't get caught up in Blockbuster, did you?
Say what, sir?
You didn't get caught up in the Blockbuster scheme, did you?
Man, look, I'm trying to keep myself at every tight a scheme out there.
Yeah, you know, people think we hate. We don't hate nobody. We just tell it like it is. See, that's the thing. You got to tell it like it is. And there's no is better than experience.
Yeah.
That's true.
I watched these things with my own eyes. I didn't know what I was looking at the time, really. But you know how you see a word or see a name and all of a sudden something kick off in your memory and say, oh, I remember that name. Well, see, we've seen these things, and you have too, probably, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. It ain't that much I ain't seen out in my 65 years. Not that much. As somebody told me years ago, just keep on living well. I might not quite have got again, but I sure as heck get it now, for sure. I was in... This guy was in the middle of the road, and I passed by him. It looked like he was trying to commit suicide, and that was in Pensacola a couple of weeks ago. Just to let you know some of the stuff I've seen in my lifetime. And I went down the road, and about maybe half an hour later, because traffic was moving slow, ambulances and stuff was coming. So they was coming to see if this man had a mental problem. So just to let you know, and as I've seen a whole lot, out there. You know, that's why I say,
I've seen,
you know,
kids do that. I've seen kids lay on the yellow line in the highway on something they seen on the movie.
Yeah, but this guy was, he was over 50 years old. That's all I can tell you.
There's something wrong with his mind, like that black man that shot up the subway in New York.
You are absolutely correct. You know, I wouldn't even, and the fact it was somewhere just yesterday. Oh, in St. Louis, they have this little monorail thing. Somebody got shot there and everything. Just saw that. So
that's the,
you know,
Metrolink.
Right, right, the Metrolink. That's correct. So, you know, you just got to be careful out there. One of my sayings is it ain't safe for a rat out there these days, you know.
No, it's not. You got to worry about your loved ones when they go out any place. Well, especially in these areas that's heavily occupied by black Americans. It ain't, and we know, we just telling it like it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
just the truth, you know. And the thing about it, you hate to say that, though. You know, you don't want to say that, but that's what's going on, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, you are correct.
It's just the truth. And we try to talk about the kids, the black kids that's doing excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Knocking grades off the chart.
Yeah.
Yeah, we.
Shoot.
And it really is not the kid's fault. I'm telling you now, that's not that child's fault. That's them parents, the family, and the adults around. That's their fault.
Yep. Don't take that one goddamn household.
Waking up in the morning. They not waking up in the morning saying I'm going out to be a failure. It goes on because of the parents, family, and the adults around them.
Yep. We run into them all the time.
Sarge.
My wife,
is Sarge on?
Sarge, is he on? Let me see. Is that Sarge? Wait a minute, I hear Sarge in the background.
Hey, Vincent. Sarge getting ready to call in right now.
Go ahead,
okay,
Sarge.
Well, he
got
5 minutes. He got five
minutes.
Here he come, man. Y'all step back. He comes in like a gangbuster. Grab hold of your bottle. Knock it over. I had to hang up on him to stop him from talking. He never would call in.
Boy, you got a straight line to Sarge, huh?
Oh, yeah. We fruit bags hang together, man.
Oh, you need to stop, man.
You need to tell me where the bat cave is, man. I need to find the bat cave.
Come on over. But no, that's he's talking about that documentary, 2,000 Mules.
You know what?
I was
supposed to watch that last week and found out it didn't come out until this week. So right after this show, me and my wife, we're going to watch it. We're going to check it
that's
out.
That's good.
2,000 Mules.
It disproved them lies, saying that it was not any corruptness and illegal voting going on.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hang up and let you get Sarge. You guys take care of yourself.
Okay, you take care of yourself too, Bianchi. Talk to you later. All righty. Well, if Sarge doesn't get here, well, hey, hate it for him. we'll get with him next time. But, yeah, before I go, I want to Of course, I got some links on my shows description for today. I would encourage you to check those out. And there's another site I want you to check out called clannedparenthood.com. It sounds like Planned Parenthood, but it is clannedparenthood.com. And I'd invite you all to check those links out, you know. And like I say, as much as I can, I'm going to try to give you the information, because I don't want people to come over here and say, Vincent, he's just talking a bunch of mess and everything. I want to give you some receipts on, you know, so you can check this stuff out yourself, because I don't want you to just take my word for it, you know, because I'm a person. I realize I'm a human being and I can be wrong sometimes too, but I want people to check these things out on their own, and they can have that information. And they say, okay, well, this confirms what he was saying, you know, because it's easy to get on and just start talking off at the top of your, at the top of your head and everything. But if you need to give the evidence out there. It even talks about in the book of Acts, talks about the group of people known as the Bereans. They heard what Paul was preaching, but then they went home and they looked up the scriptures themselves to confirm what was being preached to them. And that's what you call, and the Bible says these people were more noble than everyone else. And see, that's what we need, more people who are going to go out there and research and look things up and study, you know, instead of just letting some news media just talk something into your head and you just sit there and passively receive your news. You need to go out there. You need to be active to understand what's going on in the world today. And I know some people will be like, oh, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of study. You really don't have to do that much, really, to be honest with you. And I tell people, I'm a bookworm. I'm a bookworm. I don't, and I let people know I don't know everything, but what I do know is because I went out there and I got the information, got resources, started reading, started studying. That's why I talk the way I do today. And people are like, Vincent, where you get this from? Where you get this from? Same place you can get it from. Amazon, the library. Heck, we got the internet. You can get it from there. But I would just encourage you all to check out those resources that I put in the show's description. But anyway, it is it's gotten to be that time. God willing, next week should have another edition of Black by Color Only. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. Want to say, you know, give kudos out to all the mothers out there and whatever. Some of us, our mothers are not with us. And just remember, just keep your mothers in remembrance, and remember how they raised you and, you know, taught you certain things, kept you out of trouble and whatever. But anyway, you all have a good Mother's Day. God willing, I should be here again next week. This is Vincent E. Brown. I'm signing off. And until the next time, I'll see you on The Rebound. Y'all have a good Saturday.